and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kate Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Wednesday mornings mean we are live at the Nutrition Hub.
I'm ready to go, too.
So I can't remember what my protein shake was from last week.
I had cinnamon roll last week.
Mine was my favorite one to date, and Earl picked it out.
It's good.
So, okay, on this day on K-Fine in the year 2005, the number one song on K-Fine was held by Josh Grayson. It's called Nothing to Lose.
Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling and burning, a white t-shirt, breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down, any way I choose, I got nothing to lose.
Kelly's loving that song.
He was an American Idol. I think he got up to the top three, maybe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
What season?
It was one of the really early seasons.
I didn't realize that. Josh Grayson, yeah. Nothing to Lose, number one on this day on K-Fine in 2005.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Happy birthday to Lindsay L., who celebrates her birthday today.
Oh, that's a great birthday.
So we'll celebrate by playing Lindsay L. all day.
Sounds great.
So I was reading this thing that talks about adulthood. It begins in your 30s. A lot of people feel like when they hit 18, they're adults. What we found out is our upper teens, our entire 20s, we're not really adults. We might classify under, like, we can go, you know, be drafted to the war or whatever. We can buy alcohol at 21. Right. You can buy tobacco at 18. But we're not truly adults until we hit our 30s.
I think I believe that.
And I believe it might even be the upper 30s. At least for guys. Maybe we mature a tad bit slower.
Maybe so.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. Her Sweetener tour is out and people are going crazy because she's doing all of the hits. And, you know, some of the hits, like Thank You Next, name drops a lot of different dudes that she's been involved with, dated, whatever. But over the last couple of weeks, we've seen that she's been reaching out to exes, hanging out with exes, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with that. And the story is before she went on tour, she wanted to get rid of any bad vibes that might be there. She wanted to have good karma as she was approaching the tour. So she wanted to reconnect and kind of make sure everybody was good before she went on tour. Now, she's still going to do the songs.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter
Ariana
in the
Grande
Morning's
Gotcha Gossip. All the exes gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, her Sweetener tour.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. So they're already married,
the
but they've been planning this huge wedding to have a ceremony
next,
with family and friends,
drops
right?
A lot of different
but
dudes.
Reports show that they're putting the wedding on hold due to Justin's mental health treatment. So last month we found out that
we've seen that she's been reaching out to exes, hanging out with exes,
overwhelmed
trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Kind of being
and the story is before she went on tour, she wanted to get rid of any bad vibes that might be there. She wanted to have good karma as she was approaching the tour. She wanted to reconnect
pictures of him
and kind of make sure everybody was good before she went.
Like, you know, he has everything,
but she's still going to do the songs where she feels like he has them all. But still, Ariana Grande wanted to make sure
yesterday
that there was.
Okay,
a big arrest in the world.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. So they're already married, but they've been planning this huge wedding to have a ceremony with family and
friends,
right?
In the car,
but reports are out that they're putting the wedding on hold due to Justin's mental health treatment. So last month we found out that he was receiving treatment for depression, basically due to him being overwhelmed with
it's worth the look.
Basis for it, but
how would you
friends say Justin will wait until he feels better.
There's a little bit.
It
almost looks like she's doing
an impression.
It's a wild thing, too,
Elvis.
Because when I see pictures of him now, I kind of feel sad for him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she doesn't look real happy, but in some ways,
I wouldn't be either.
You can go check it out. So we told you yesterday that there was a
big arrest in the world of celebrity.
That's KFIN.com.
And of course, every morning on
KFIN
with her boyfriend.
And evidently, in the car was some paraphernalia and some drugs. Well, the mugshot is out there. And it's on the blog. Kelly,
it's worth a look.
How would you describe said look on Mama June's
face? There's
a
little
face?
Bit. It almost looks like she's doing an impression of Elvis.
With the lip up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
She doesn't look real happy. Though.
I wouldn't be either. You know.
You can go check out the mugshot of Mama June on the BBITM blog. At kfine.com. That's kfin.com. And of course, every morning on KFine, We Got You Gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, and the Nutrition Hub is our spot this morning. Your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc., and we're getting set and ready to go.
We will start with our aloe shot, then with our energy tea, and then with the protein shake. And if you've never been here and you don't know what to do, come in. We can help you, too.
Yeah, we almost work here.
Yeah, we know exactly what to do.
It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
In K-Fine Country, set up this morning at the Nutrition Hub, where Kelly is already on her protein shake for the day.
Yes, I've already had my mandarin aloe shot. It's good for digestion. And now I've got my s'mores right here in front of me.
And that's the one I had last week.
Yeah, it's
good.
Out
of all the ones I've had, that was my favorite so far. I still think I'm going to venture out and try something different this week. I was going through the menu here trying to figure out what it might be. I like the coffee flavor, maybe a cafe mocha protein
shake.
That
sounds good.
And, of course, you have your energy tea at Nutrition Hub as well, which gives you the energy that you want without the bad calories, because actually what's going to happen with the energy tea is it brings up your thermogenic effect. You're going to start burning calories while you're getting the energy, as opposed to me trying to down an energy drink that gives you nothing but energy but bad calories.
Right.
So the Nutrition Hub is on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza, which is right next to Old Navy and Petco. So we talk a lot about the events that are happening across the area, and we have a guest joining us here already this morning. Bethany Noto joins us. We're talking March for Babies, which we're in the month of March already.
I know.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
So I was asking her as she sat down, I'm like, so tell me what it is with you that drew you to the March of Dimes and wanting to help out with the March for Babies.
Just knowing that they're leading the fight for healthy moms and healthy babies, and I know that so many people have been affected by their mission and by their research, and I know that at any time that could be, you know, me that's in that situation needing the help of March of Dimes.
Well, and then the babies, when you see these children who are now healthy children who have benefited from that research, we see it all the time when we do the March of Dimes prom fashion show. There's an ambassador family who comes up, and you see the parents who are so grateful for the work that the March of Dimes has done and the research that's been done for all these different years. And when you talk about the biggest fundraiser of the year, March for Babies, is coming up in the month of March. What day is the actual March for Babies going to be taking place?
It is on Saturday, March 30th, and it'll be out at Craighead Forest Park. And registration will start at 9, and the walk will start at 10. But we'll have a bunch of fun activities before the walk starts. We have the superhero sprint and a bunch of different, you know, we've got a big blow-up slide for the kids and different things like that. So
you're the chair of the event this year?
Yes.
That's a pretty big deal.
I guess so.
I mean, when you think that it's like the biggest fundraiser for the March of Dimes, there's probably a tad bit of pressure on the chair.
Maybe a little bit. We do have a really great leadership team that works with us. And, of course, Rachel at March of Dimes is amazing. And so it really just the whole community comes together. And it sounds like a lot of work, but really it's easier than it sounds, I guess, because so many people support the mission of March of Dimes.
So I was looking through some of the special event information, right? There's going to be the giveaways. There's going to be the auction items, entertainment. DJ Nightmare is going to have music out there. The Kid Zone. There's going to be Andy's Frozen Custard.
Yeah.
And I even see that it's pet friendly, so you can bring your pets out for the march.
Absolutely. We would love to
have
pets.
Come out there just to pet pets.
So, and you could do that.
And get Andy's. Who doesn't want Andy's?
So for people who want to go ahead and get signed up individually, can they do that right now?
Yes. They can go to marchforbabies.org and you can sign up there. You can start a team. It is free to sign up for the walk. But of course, we do encourage you to fundraise. We want everybody to focus on, you know, being able to fundraise and then join us on the day of the event. You can also call March of Dimes at 870-316-7481 if you want some more information.
And again, the March of Dimes does so much great work when you think about these babies that might be born early, the premature birth, which is something that affects a lot of families in this area. We're looking to try to find ways to where that doesn't happen and to make sure that if it does happen, the support is there to help that baby turn out to be a strong and healthy baby. Obviously, the March of Dimes also focuses on infant mortality as well, because unfortunately sometimes that happens. But again, the more research that we can do, the more money we can raise through events like the March for Babies, we can help to fundraise and make it to where all babies are given a healthy chance.
Yes, and I want to say a special thank you to our local sponsors. We have St. Bernard's Healthcare and Centennial Bank are both our gold sponsors, so we're very thankful for them because without sponsors like them, we wouldn't be able to do this.
And once again, the website so people can find out more and get signed up.
Marchforbabies.org.
We appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you.
We are live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
7:18 in K-Fine Country. We're set up at the Nutrition Hub, inviting you guys to come by for an easy and healthy breakfast. It's a quick way to get your day started and a quick energy boost for you as well if you want to start the day with the foods that are going to help power you through the day. I think we all want to be healthier. We all want to have better nutrition. We want to have the right vitamins and minerals in our bodies. And when you come by the Nutrition Hub, you can really start with the right stuff. And that way you have the right energy to start the day. You don't have that middle of the day crash. We talked about the aloe shots. Which one did you have to kick off your morning?
I had the mandarin.
Mandarin aloe shot. Mm-hmm. Energy teas as well. There's all kinds of different options with that. The peach tropical is the K-Fine tea if you want to try it. Basically what happens is you get the energy that you want maybe from like an energy drink, but you don't have all the bad calories and the bad ingredients. It's an energy tea, which actually helps you burn calories when you drink that because it raises your core body temperature by about 1 degree. Then the protein shakes. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out which one I was going to get. I know, like, my wife would probably choose wedding cake.
Yes, that's a great one.
Snickers is another one. The peanut butter cookie, peanut butter waffle is another one. It kind of depends on which one you like. Maybe you want something that's a little more fruity. They have a lemon blueberry. They have a mint chocolate as well. So all the protein shakes as well. If you're in a hurry, we love the idea you can swing in here and get your stuff quick.
It's in and out quick. You won't be late for work.
There you go. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, March the 20th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Brandy Calderon of Jonesboro, who celebrates. Patricia Jones, also from Jonesboro, celebrates today. Sandy Pender of Paragould has a birthday. Denny Collins, happy birthday. Christy Gibson of Jonesboro celebrates. Anna Fortenberry from Tuckerman is celebrating a birthday today. We have Kaysen Radcliffe of Pocahontas, who turns 2 years old today. Happy birthday from Mommy, Daddy, Connor, and Colt. Drake Seacrease of Harrisburg, 6 years old today. Skylar Lewis of Jonesboro is turning two. Jennifer Dilday of Tuckerman has a birthday today. Brianna Kiplinger is celebrating a birthday, 19 years old today from Jonesboro.
Happy birthday, Breezy.
So, if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Ruby Rose is 33. Of course, that's Stella on Orange is the New Black. Bianca Lawson is 40. That's Maya on Pretty Little Liars. Let's see. Michael Rapaport is 49. That was Phoebe's policeman ex-boyfriend Gary on Friends.
Ooh, I remember him. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kathy Ireland is 56 today. Pat Riley is 74. Of course, he was a coach.
Right.
And Lindsay L. Did you tell me to say?
Lindsay L has a birthday today.
Yes.
We should celebrate Lindsay L.
A huge birthday.
Hey, Cody, can we play some Lindsay L, maybe Criminal?
Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like going through stoplights, looking at the cops like I got nothing to lose. Yeah, boy.
Happy birthday to Lindsay L, who celebrates her birthday today. We are live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. The Caraway Plaza is the spot, the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. Live at the Nutrition Hub. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, if you're needing that extra boost of energy this morning, the Nutrition Hub can be your spot here on Caraway Road, the Caraway Plaza Shopping Center, which is the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. Get your aloe shot, great for belly health and digestion. Then get your energy tea, which gives you the boost of energy you need as opposed to drinking an energy drink that doesn't have great quality nutrients in it. You get the energy tea, which tastes amazing, and you get the energy, and guess what? You're going to burn about 110 calories just from having the tea.
Perfect. Sign me up.
And then there's also the protein shakes. There's so many different options on the protein shakes. Maybe you want apple pie. Maybe you want the banana nut bread. butterscotch. They have chocolate peanut butter, banana, chocolate strawberry, the peanut butter cup, all kinds of great options there at the Nutrition Hub as well. Again, they're on Caraway Road. We invite you to stop by and get breakfast kind of the healthy way and a quick way today. No need in making a mess in the kitchen when you can stop by the Nutrition Hub.
And also, kids love it too. And there's, like I said, a million choices.
Yep.
And there's something for everybody.
We have a special guest joining us this morning. Ron McCormick joins us from the University Heights Lions Club as we get set for the 30th annual Lions Jonesboro Auto Show, which is happening this weekend. I was just telling Ron I had the chance last year to take Kai through there. For those of you who don't know, Kai is 9, loves looking at cars, and the idea that we were able to go through and see so many beautiful vehicles, all helping a great cause, the auto show really is a fun event.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for having me this morning. We're really excited about our 30th annual Jonesboro Auto Show. We're going to have over 150 cars on display. They're going to range from 1928 up to 2019.
Wow.
Now, a new car sounds just, it didn't come right off the lot. These
right.
have been customized to the individual. They're an wow. expression of their imagination. Now, we want to invite everyone to come out to the car show, but I'm going to warn you.
What?
There's a lot of responsibility for being a visitor to the car
Wait,
show.
Wait, I didn't what? Know there was a responsibility.
There is a responsibility. There are 150 vehicles that you have to look at
right.
and decide which is the most outstanding vehicle in the show and vote for the people's choice.
Ooh, yeah, cool.
And whoever wins is going to get a trophy that's about 6 foot tall. So that's an awesome responsibility to look at all those vehicles and pick one, which one is the best of the show.
I loved going through last year because, you know, I love looking at cars. I don't know anything about how they operate other than you push the pedal to start it and stop it, right, to get it to go. But as far as, like, knowing what the inner workings are, I don't really know that. But I still can appreciate something that is a passion, like a passion project. They put so much love into making these vehicles look awesome. They're shined up and ready to go. It's a really fun event for families.
Oh, it's great to talk to the exhibitors and ask them a question. And usually the answer will be where they found the vehicle, what they've done to the vehicle, how long it took. And they'll tell you everything except how much money they put into it.
They don't want us to know that, do they?
They'll get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So the neat thing about this is I know a lot of people who are going to be displaying vehicles are going to check in on Friday, but show times are Saturday from 10 until 8, Sunday from 11 until 4 at First National Bank Arena. And the money that's raised through this event, through the Lions Club, goes to help people in need, not
Absolutely.
Only here in this area, but around the world.
Absolutely. Every penny that we have after we pay all of our expenses is used for helping people. One of our major projects is local sight and hearing. Now, one thing we're doing this year is that Ford and Chrysler have the local dealers bringing out new cars for
right.
test drives. So while you're at the show, you can test drive a new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, whatever, or a new Ford or Lincoln. And for each of the for every three test drives that our spectators make, these Ford and Chrysler will give the Lions Club enough money to buy glasses
yeah.
for someone in need. And I assure you, we have no problem finding people in need that need glasses locally.
Right.
Also, we're going to have a collection box out front. So if you have used glasses, bring them out, drop them off in the box. Those are clean. They're sent out with missionaries that go to foreign countries and help people that way. Could you imagine some a woman that couldn't see finds a pair of reading glasses that allows her to see, and she's able to sew and help her family?
Wow.
It seems so simple just to drop a pair of glasses in a box, but you change someone's life.
Well, and you think about how many people, when they go and get new glasses, they just put those back, they put
right.
them in a drawer. They're not thinking about how they can be useful to somebody else. I was talking to Ron when he first got here. I said, you know, how many years have you been involved with the Lions and the Lions Club? And this is something that you have invested in for a long time.
Yeah, I first joined the Lions Club in 1973. I was in a club with my father. Now, I've been in and out of Lions, but the last 10 years I've invested in the University Heights Lions Club. So.
Yeah. And it's going to be a big event this weekend, the biggest fundraiser for the Lions Club. It's the 30th annual Lions Jonesboro Auto Show. Again, it happens at First National Bank Arena, the former Convocation Center, Saturday from 10 until 8, Sunday from 11 until 4. If people want to get more information, is there a spot they can go to get more?
They can call our hotline number, or they can go. They can email us at the Lions Jonesboro Auto Club Auto Show at gmail.com. Oh, you know, there are a lot of other things. There's slot car racing at the.
Yes.
They're supposed to be back now. We're going to get them set up and going. Also, I want to mention that 12 and under, get in free, and it's only a $10 admission. What can you get for $10 anymore?
Right. You can't even get a combo meal for 10 bucks.
But we want to invite everyone to come out. It's a lot of fun, and it's really a good it serves a good cause.
It's happening this weekend, and again, the Jonesboro Auto Show at First National Bank Arena. When you walk in there, you're going to realize that entire arena has been taken over by over 150 cars. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Ron McCormick joins us live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
7:48 in K-Fine Country, and the sun is shining right now at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, your K-Fine Breakfast Club. Get your day started with your aloe shot. Pick your energy tea. I normally do the peach tropical. That's the K-Fine tea, but I might do something different this time. Maybe a raspberry, lemon, lime.
Oh, that sounds good.
Raspberry, orange. Then there's all kinds of different protein shakes as well. Again, this is a healthy way to start the day where you're getting in good calories, good nutrients to fuel your body for the day as opposed to having to mess up the kitchen or maybe eat something not so healthy.
And you can get anything that you're in the mood for. So if you're in the mood for something chocolate, there's chocolate strawberry. If you're in the mood for something sweet, peanut butter cup. If you're in the mood for something like fruit, they've got a lemon blueberry, lemon pound cake. I mean, you can't go wrong with any of them.
Lots of great options, lots of different combinations you can choose from at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, and the Nutrition Hub's in the Caraway Plaza right near Old Navy and Petco. Nanette Hurt joins us this morning from the United Way. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
You walked into the spot where the sun is shining right on you.
Yes, I did. But, hey, I will take sunshine any day.
I know. You guys have a lot of stuff going on this month. One of the biggest events that you all do, Live United with the Stars. It's happening. And I notice the headliner is a friend of ours and somebody we've known for a long time who just so happens to be the reigning Miss Arkansas.
Yes, we're so excited this year to have Claudia Raffo coming in. She is amazing.
I've kind of watched her over the course of the last year. You know, she won, and we've known her since she was just in high school. She wins. All of a sudden, she's Miss Arkansas. She's traveling all across the entire state, speaking almost on a daily basis. I think you guys were lucky that you got to a date where she's able to attend and speak.
We probably were. Gosh, we planned for this back in October, I think. So you were right. We were lucky to get her early on.
So I've been to Live United with the Stars before. It's a super fun event. The first time I went, I was like, well, how is this going to be? How much fun is this going to be? Is this going to be a fun event? Is it going to be a very formal event? I went out there and had a great time.
Well, good. That's good to hear. You know, it's kind of evolved over the years. I think the first year we did have it at the A-State President's House.
Right.
And for several years now, I think this is the fifth year, we've had it at Cooper Alumni Center. And it's a great place to have an event such as this. We take over their ballroom. We'll have a VIP reception starting out in the lobby area, and, you know, that works out really well. Right. And then silent auction down the hallway. You just kind of make your way through the building.
But it becomes something where you're going to know pretty much everybody who's hanging out at the event, because y'all get there, and it's like everybody comes back together. It's laughter. It's a great speaker, and it's all for an awesome cause. Let's talk about kind of United Way. For people who might not be familiar with how you all operate and where the money that you raise goes to help people, let's talk about United Way and exactly what you all do.
Okay. So we cover 8 counties. Our office is in Jonesboro and Craighead, of course. But what we do is we raise money throughout the year, and then we fund programs at other nonprofits that apply for funding. Everybody that applies has to have something to do with either education, financial stability, and health.
Right.
And then it doesn't just stop there. We have a committee that actually makes the first funding decisions, and then it's approved by our board. But that committee that makes the funding decisions, they go out and visit at least twice a year and just make sure that, you know, the funds are being used as they said they were going to be used. So it's pretty strenuous.
So some of the programs that benefit, you mentioned that there are numerous programs that you all help. What are some of the programs here, let's say Craighead County, some of the ones you work with?
Okay. So the backpack program through the food bank, we fund their Nettleton program, and then there's some other areas, not just in Craighead, that we're funding for them as well. And
right.
Then City Youth has the after school program. Their right. reading program is funded through us. El Centro Hispano, their after school program, and then summer program is
right.
funded through us.
But that's awesome. You're reaching out just to help people. And I saw mentioned the Children's Shelter in Walnut Ridge as well.
Yes, yes. That's been a good one. That one we've been funding for about 5 years probably.
So when you think about this event and you're going to tell people, hey, this is going to be a neat event to come to, how would you describe what's going to take place at the Cooper Alumni Center?
So Claudia is actually going to perform for us. She'll start out with the VIP reception at 5:30 that night. And then she'll be the first one to perform during the main event. And then we actually have three other title holders that are going to be performing with us as well. We've got Madeline Adams, and then Amelia Collins, and then Izzy Bond.
Awesome.
And, you know, they are all so energetic and just full of joy and enjoy giving back to the community. So it ought to be a fun event. We'll also have a live auction that night. We've got a few pieces that we'll be giving out through that. Sissy's Log Cabin donated a gorgeous bracelet to us, so we'll be auctioning that off. Shane Hunt is our auctioneer, and if you've been around Shane, there's no telling what might happen. So.
I know. And the one thing, this is a funny thing, when you see Shane Hunt, a lot of people might not realize, one of our bonds is he's a big wrestling fan.
Yes, he is.
Did you know that? He blew my mind when he was talking about his history of being a wrestling fan, and I've seen him at so many different events over the last couple of years. Are there still tickets available for Live United with the Stars?
Yes, you can still get some tickets. We can sell them through our office, and that's at 407 Union Street. Our phone number is 870-935-3658, and we still have just a few available for the VIP reception as well.
And if people want more information, can they go online to get the tickets?
Yes, they can go to our website. It's uwnea.org. And just go to the link for Live United with the Stars. The tickets for both the VIP reception and the main event are $50.
Right. And it's all going to a great cause. And we're helping people right here in this area, helping children as well.
Yes.
We appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Live United with the Stars, again, is going to be happening at the Cooper Alumni Center on March the 28th. We are live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
8:06 in K-Fine Country, and Earl from Nutrition Hub just said, hey, what kind of a shake would you like?
Because it takes you forever to decide.
Well, he kind of looks at me like, hey, idiot, you've been here for an hour and a half.
I know.
Are you not going to get your shake yet? I ordered my s'mores shake just a few seconds ago.
It's time.
I need my energy tea as well. The crazy thing is, I think I have a natural energy during the show.
You do.
So I'll really jack it up an extra notch here with the K-Fine Energy Tea at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza, the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. Hey, Jeremy, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Biggs joins us.
Does it take away from the health benefits if you drink two or three or four shakes? Or?
It's just your meals for the day.
Yeah, you can't decide, so you just drink several shakes.
Okay. Yeah. So take the ones that you like. So we talked to Jeremy Biggs a couple of weeks ago about an event that was coming up, and we were talking about this big carnival and how it sounds like fun and something you could bring the entire family to, and it seemed like it was so far away.
Right.
And Jeremy, it's right around the corner.
Right. It is. Next Saturday, March 30th. Is our third annual CASA Carnival. It's going to be held at Nettleton Baptist Church here in Jonesboro. Admission is free for all kids 17 and under.
Yep.
Adults are only $5. And like you said, it's going to be a fun carnival atmosphere with carnival games and bounce houses and caricature artists and face painting, clowns, all your favorite carnival foods, a chili cook-off, music, giveaways, raffle prizes. You'll be very entertained for a couple hours if you come and join us.
I noticed that Kelly, as you were mentioning characters and clowns, she was kind of looking at me for some reason.
I think we should do a morning show picture.
A morning show character?
Yes.
So, oh, that would be great.
Now so basically, when you go in and you have somebody who does that.
They pick your, like, flaw, and they make that the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, so, make that stand out.
Right.
Great. So what would mine be?
You don't have any flaws, Brandon.
Great answer.
You put her right on the spot.
Are you running for office?
Yes.
Yes. So, again, this is going to be happening at the Nettleton Baptist Church, right?
Right. Right.
The former fairgrounds?
That's correct.
Let's talk about times. Again, it's going to be Saturday, March the 30th. What time is the event going to be happening?
Doors will open at 11 a.m. and we'll be there till 2 p.m. We'll start giving out trophies and prizes for the chili cook-off around 1:30 and kind of wrap things up. But bring your kids out. Let them run around for two and a half, 3 hours. go home and take the best nap of the year.
I'm telling you, man. So when you're looking at events, you know, obviously everybody who has an organization tries to find different ways to fundraise. You want to have something that's fun for everybody. Kind of what was the vision behind, let's do this whole carnival thing indoors.
Right.
What was the vision?
So CASA, our Corner Pointed Special Advocates, we're all about kids. We're all about children. So we thought, why not have our flagship special event, our fundraising event, be all about kids and be very family friendly. So that's why it used to be Cowboy Up for CASA many years ago.
Right.
So we kind of switched directions and went more to the family and child themed event.
Right.
And it's just as successful. So many great sponsors, including Upper Crust Pizza, who's our presenting sponsor for this event. Just tons of, we've got over 40 sponsors for this event. So the community minded partners, make this event a huge success, and we are so thankful to have all that support.
When you think about the carnival, though, you know, obviously the kind of focus is on kids and something the kids can enjoy. But I can tell you, when you take an adult to a carnival, we turn into giant kids as well.
Oh,
I'm
going
to be lining up at the cotton candy line.
I know.
And we're making it there. It's made right in front of you.
So it's going to be super fresh.
Yes, and super sugary.
So, but that's awesome, right?
Right.
And then again, that leads to the perfect nap a little bit later on.
Yes.
So
and there will be music, and there'll be we'll be giving away gift cards to all kinds of restaurants and retail businesses around Northeast Arkansas. So just come on out. The adults will be entertained. Like I said, you can let the kids run around. We've got all kinds of entertainment games for the kids to play and enjoy. Chili cook-off. We've got seven teams competing in that to be the grand champion. If you want to enter your chili team, there's plenty of room.
I think I'm pretty good. I really do.
That's
you
what everybody says.
Enter.
I mean, I know people are confident, but I'm pretty confident.
Well, entry fees are only $100, and the grand champion walks away with a big, pretty trophy that they can put at their home or business, and $250 as well.
I think I do a good chili.
If you want to enter your chili team, give me a call, 870-215-2926.
What kind of requirements on the chili? Can it be any kind of chili? Can I do turkey chili?
Yes, of
course. Can I do deer chili?
Of course.
Can I do chicken chili?
Of course. All you have to do is keep it at 140 degrees and bring 3 gallons of chili.
Boom, we got that. Again, it's going to be the CASA, the third annual carnival happening 1 week from Saturday at Nettleton Baptist Church. We appreciate you coming in again.
Thanks for having me.
And get ready for a good time, right?
Yes, next Saturday.
So it's happening. We're live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:20 in K-Fine Country, live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza Shopping Center. It's the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy, and when you stop by here, you're going to realize that if you haven't been here before, you've been missing out. Because you come by here, you get your aloe shot, which is good for your belly, good for your digestion. Then you get the energy tea. And if you're like me, sometimes you wake up early in the morning and you feel like you're dragging a little
bit. Yeah, you're dragging. You just need that extra boost of something.
So the energy tea is a healthy way to get that energy boost. And as opposed to consuming 300 or 400 calories out of an energy drink, you're actually going to be burning calories. The thermogenic effect of your body goes up by about almost 1 degree, which means you're burning about 100 to 110 calories just with the tea alone. Then the protein shakes. I have my personal favorite. I told you I was going to venture out and do something different this time. I went back with the s'mores, the idea that there's a little bit of graham cracker at the top.
It's so good.
So they have that one. They have the wedding cake, strawberry icing. They have brownie batter, which is Miss A-State Ellie Stafford's favorite. Banana nut bread. They have blueberry muffin as well. So lots of great stuff at the Nutrition Hub. Dr. Kevin Reed joins us here from Vet Care this morning at the Nutrition Hub. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're good. We're sitting here kind of thinking about, you know, staying full.
It's good. And you know, I probably never have told you why I've never had one of the energy teas while y'all are here.
Why is that?
Well, because Kelly kind of has this thermogenic effect on me when I'm here.
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm afraid if
we don't want you to spontaneously combust.
Exactly. You know, so if I didn't know what would happen if I had the tea in combination with her.
You do need to be careful.
It could be very negative effects.
I can tell sometimes when he blushes a little bit when he walks in.
Right.
I didn't realize that was his thermogenic effect. His thermogenic effect is up. So, Dr. Reed, we're talking about, I've actually seen a couple of dogs come in through here today, which sounds kind of interesting now. You know, you see people bring their animals in. Kelly wanted to pet a pit bull a few minutes ago.
Yes, I did. I refrained, but I was trying to pet it.
For what the dog is across the Nutrition Hub, right?
And he was looking at me because I was
talking
to
the dog. The person doesn't want their dog to be distracted.
And I was just going, hello. And he was looking at me and wagging his tail.
So, and we have some friends who come through here who bring their dog to work every day. You know,
yeah.
Typically there's one day out of the year to bring your, you know, your kid to work day, yeah. bring your pet to work day. It's actually a good thing, right?
Yeah, well, I looked up the date. This year, bring your dog to work day is June 21st. It's okay. always on a Friday in June. But there's research that probably every day is a good day to bring your dog to work because they actually did some studies at a little university in Michigan, I believe, and they found that they you know, these teams in a workplace, work environments are very stressful sometimes.
Oh, you're
and
me.
And you know, you get these teams together and they have to work, so they assign them a task like coming up with a slogan, and they put these dogs in the group, you know, that where they were testing, and then they had a control group without the dog, and they right. found some interesting things. The participants in the group with the dogs, they were more friendly and positive. They through making more eye contact to each other,
right.
they leaned closer together, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, I guess.
Right. Well, depending.
Yeah, and then they had this just an increasing sense of trust and cooperation. So, you know, dogs kind of acted like a social lubricant to get people more used to each other and working more positively. And you know, we've often talked about the benefits of having pets. And one of my favorite little shops in downtown Hardy, it's a little indoor antique or a mall with crafts and things. But the owner has usually one or two big huskies, and you walk in the door, and they're oh, yeah. laying there right in the doorway. You almost have to stay. They look like big bearskin rugs. But, right. you know, you always, I walk in, and I have this sense of home. You know, you yeah. just
makes
more
you
relaxed.
Happy.
Makes
buy
you happy.
Something.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, that's something to consider. But obviously, there are some places that you can't take dogs to the workplace. But, you know, if you can, it may have a very beneficial effect over the whole work atmosphere.
You know, I can tell you.
I would like to reach out to our GM, Scott, back at EAB and ask right. him if I can start bringing my dog to work every day because it'll make me a better person.
Kelly, your dog bites people.
He's calmed down, Brandon. It's fine.
True story. We
dog
go over to her house.
Evil people and he right. tried to bite you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's like we went into Steamroller Blues and they had a couple of dogs. And I'm telling you, it just totally, I get down on their level and want to yep. talk to them.
Oh,
and
yep.
then it's like, I don't know. It's like a
it's
bonding.
It's an icebreaker,
thing.
Too.
As oh, yeah, you said, definitely. It's a social
lubricant.
Gotcha. Oh. So it is a good thing to bring your dog to work.
Very good. Very positive.
According to Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care on Parker Road in Jonesboro, it's Dr. Kevin Reed live at the Nutrition Hub, which is your K-Fine Breakfast Club home, all powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:36 in K-Fine Country. We are live this morning at the Nutrition Hub, Caraway Road in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza. I have my s'mores protein shake. Which energy tea did you get, Kelly?
I got raspberry lemon lime. It's really good.
It's the one I said I'd never had. You want to go ahead
oh,
and have
sorry.
It.
Oh, sorry. It's really tasty.
Always taking my ideas. Anyway, Nutrition Hub is set for you this morning. Again, it's a healthy way to start the day. Plus, you can get your breakfast real quick. I mean, you get in here, get your aloe shot, get your energy tea, get your protein shake, and you're set to go. We have Pat Snodgrass joining us here this morning, joining us from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, Wood Springs Road in Jonesboro. How are you this morning?
Just great, just great.
I understand.
Beautiful day.
It is pretty, right? I noticed you were trying to dodge the sun for a second.
I'm getting a good eye full of it.
That's the one thing. The first couple of weeks we were here, it was still rainy and dark, and we didn't realize how much that sun would come right in on our guests. So we'll have to maybe – will you put a shade up there, Kelly?
Sure, sure. I'll just stand there.
Just yes. don't block the sun out. It looks good.
Let's talk about what's happening with First Christian Church this weekend. It's the 11th annual Pancake Breakfast. Tell right. me about this event and why you all do it.
Oh, we have a ball doing it. I have a great bunch of kids that work out there on it. We'll start about 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be fixing pancakes all the way up to 11, 11:30, whatever. You know, if they're coming in, we'll stay and feed them.
We I do love it, pancakes.
All kinds of pancakes.
So, like, if I wanted just regular pancakes with just regular syrup, is that too boring?
Well, we have them, but we have specialty pancakes, too.
Ooh, like
chocolate
what?
Chip, and we'll have pecans on Ooh. Through there. And I've got a couple of experts back there on the grill flipping pancakes yeah. to there. Britt Baxter's back there, and he's gonna do the artistic work on it.
So am I right that if I wanted maybe, let's say, some candy on my pancakes, can you all do some candy?
You can have M&Ms on your pancakes. You can have nestle this little morsels on your pancake. Don't get the butterscotch, though, because that makes it real rich.
Oh, that sounds good to me, though. So pancakes are not the only thing at the pancake breakfast. You make sure there's other stuff there, too.
Right. We got biscuits and gravy. We'll have orange juice and coffee. John is in charge of the coffee pot. He gets chastised if he lets the coffee pot go dry, see? And we got Paul House back here stirring, and Ron's back here stirring, and just a lot of fun people. And we let the ladies come in and help, too.
Okay, that's good.
I always need a little supervision, you know.
There you go. So it's the 11th annual Pancake Breakfast, all-you-can-eat pancakes, happening on Saturday, 7:30 until 11:30. When we go out there and we order the breakfast, it's only $6. You get the full breakfast with pancakes, bacon, sausage, juice, coffee, biscuits, gravy. You get all that. When you do that and we help to raise that money, what kind of programs are we helping to fund?
Well, we're doing a lot of it goes to the kids and the youth programs of the church. And then each year we pick a special communities project that we do here in town.
Right.
And through, we've done St. Jude's. We've done Reformation House
right
through there. It's early in the morning.
I know it is. You should try 5 o'clock.
There.
So it's the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, Wood Springs Road in Jonesboro, the 11th annual Pancake Breakfast. It's happening this weekend on Saturday, 7:30 until 11:30. $6 to get the plate.
$6. We have carry out available if you want to fill up. And then you got a friend down at work, quote, friend.
Yeah.
Load them up a carry-out plate, and we'll take it on. You can take it on down there to them.
It's a neat way to start your morning coming up on Saturday, again, at First Christian Church. And, Pat, we appreciate you coming by this morning.
Hey, Agan, thank you very much. We appreciate y'all. And we listen to K-Fine all the time through there.
Well, thank you.
It stays right on my station there. So.
Well, we appreciate that very much. And we are live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. Anything else?
Just great. Come on down. I got a couple tickets here for you. And you can get tickets from any member of the First Christian Church or find me, and we'll have tickets for you. And if nothing else, we'll let you pay at the door.
There you go. It's happening on Saturday, 7:30 until 11:30, First Christian Church. We are live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:50 in K-Fine Country, and as we sit here this morning enjoying energy teas and aloe shots and protein shakes, I thought we'd bring over Earl to get kind of an overview of what's been happening this morning. I don't know if you realize this, but the gentleman who was just here, Pat, who stopped by, had never been to Nutrition Hub before until this morning.
And I love when they have their first taste of the protein shake and they are so pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my goodness, this is so good.
Well, yeah. Because I think sometimes people think, you know, if you make a protein shake at home, it's kind of powdery. It doesn't really taste good. You feel like you have to chug it. You really can't enjoy it.
Chalky.
Yeah, it's just not very good.
Yeah.
And then in comes the protein shakes at Nutrition Hub.
Yeah, and they're very smooth and they taste just like mint chocolate.
That's the one he just got.
And
it's like a milkshake.
Yeah. And but the thin mint is mint chocolate.
Yeah, that sounds
Girl
good.
Girl Scout cookie, they're popular this time of year.
Yep.
And, you know, brownie batter tastes like brownie batter. Mm-hmm. Blueberry muffin tastes like a blueberry muffin.
S'mores.
Mm-hmm. And I think you both got s'mores.
Yeah, we both got s'mores today. Yeah.
Well, it was kind of wild last week after we had wrapped up the broadcast. Earl's over here. We're kind of closing up the show for the week. And I'm like, hey, so what is that you put on the top of the s'mores that looks like it might be the graham cracker? And what'd you say?
Graham cracker.
I was like, he's found something special. But it was so simple, and it makes it so good. And then that's kind of like the very end of it. You get that little morsel of that in there as well. What we've seen, though, is people who come in here for the first time, they have the aloe shot. We talk about that, and you could probably give us an even better idea of why that's such a good way to start.
Well, the aloe breaks down the protein in the shake, and then it just prevents heartburn and indigestion. And I learned like a month ago that a woman came in, and she said, give aloe to your horses. She gave aloe to her horses to prevent colic.
Right.
Really?
And twisted, you know, and I said, oh, wow. So it does work.
Sure.
And, you know, it prevents heartburn and indigestion. And like I said, it just improves your digestive tract.
And so, then the energy tea, we brag about this because, and I told you the first time I met you, I'm one of those people who got hooked on energy drinks.
Me too.
And I know they're not great for me. It gives me that boost of energy I feel like I need at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But I know that I'm ingesting a whole bunch of calories.
Right.
And it's not the best way to get your energy.
Yeah. And our teas, through a thermogenic process, burns about 100 to 120 calories.
Yeah.
It raised your core body temperature up about a degree. And then you add a lift off to it. And that's the energy part of it.
Yeah.
And it's like a cup and a half of coffee equals a cup and a half of coffee. And that's your energy boost. And it's good.
Yeah, it tastes good, and that's the thing, because the first time we tried the K-Fine tea, we're like, wow, that almost tastes like my favorite energy drink.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the bad stuff, because we all know, you know, you read the stories, not exactly great for you.
Right.
So you have the energy tea that is good for you.
Yeah, and you know, the Liftoff has, you know, vitamin A and C and C1, you know, and it's good for you.
Yeah. Well, so many of us, when we wake up, especially if you're early in the day or it's that middle of the day, you know, you're looking for a snack, you're looking for maybe breakfast on the go. You want something in your mind that's healthy, but sometimes healthy takes a long time to either prepare or it doesn't taste that great. When you come to the Nutrition Hub, it's quick, it's ready for you fast, and it's going to taste good too.
And it's easy, and it's nutritious and delicious.
So for people who haven't been here yet, what would you say to get them to come by here today?
Energy and burning and tea, 120 calories. Protein shake, 6 grams of fructose, 15 grams of carbohydrates, and then 24 grams of protein.
Yep.
It's a meal replacement system.
Yep.
So come by, and it'll leave you full but not bloated. And in the afternoon, you come by at lunch, you got that nodding off at about 2 o'clock. You won't
have you seen
that.
Me at work?
Yeah.
We actually have some special footage of Brandon.
I'm afraid you've been watching my office.
Yeah. And also, Tracy Mathis is our fitness evaluation girl.
Right.
And a person. And come by for fitness evaluation, and she'll teach you how to portion your food and also with protein shakes.
Yep.
So come by, and it's free evaluation.
And it's the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. The hours are going to be 7 until 6 today. There's some new weekend hours as well, right?
We extended our hours from, you know, 9 to 4, and then on Sunday, 11:30 to 2:30.
That's good that you're open on Sunday. I know people were asking about that, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro in the Caraway Plaza, the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. And, Earl, we appreciate
all
what
right,
you do
thank
for
you.
Us. Thank you, sir. Live this morning at Nutrition Hub at your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a list out, a survey that surveyed 7,000 people, and they found the best chain restaurants in America, the number one chain restaurant, congratulations, Chick-fil-A.
Wow, that's not surprising, though.
And kids love Chick-fil-A. The elderly love Chick-fil-A.
There's always a line. Always.
What would you get at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, just a normal meal.
I like the spicy.
Really?
Give me the spicy.
Yeah.
Even their salads are good. Wendy's was number two on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through Wendy's the other day. And I got something I had never gotten before. Because they actually have a 4-for-4 combo deal at Wendy's, which is really good. You ever done that before?
No.
You can choose like a double stack, and you get nuggets and fries and a Coke.
My husband loves the double stack.
$4.
And you were so satisfied.
So, but then I pulled up to the window, and I realized they have a new fish sandwich. It's cod.
Yum. That's like that really white fish.
It's a white fish, and it's crispy on the outside.
Mm, how was it?
It was good. And they have pickles on there. Wendy's is number two, Five Guys 3, Subway 4, DQ is number 5. We're talking about the best chain restaurants according to a new survey.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood gave birth to her second child, Jacob, back in January. And in a new Instagram post, she's talking about how it's a lot harder for her to bounce back after the second child than it was her first. So she posts a selfie, and when you look at it, number one, when I saw it, I was like, okay, this is not perfect Carrie. Of course, she looks beautiful. She's in all of her her gym clothes, about to work out, but you can tell she's a little bit frazzled almost. Like, okay, I'm working out, but I really don't want to, or whatever. But she basically says she's going to make a promise to herself to start appreciating her body, because it's a journey, and everybody's journey is different. different with their body after they have a baby, and she's going to try to give, and here she is getting ready for a tour.
Yeah.
And she's kind of panicking, like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to fit back into my stuff. I've got to go tour. But she's basically going to say, okay, I'm going to chill out. I'm going to let my body heal and do what it needs to do and try to appreciate what her body has done for her.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a great post for women to see. It's up this morning on the BBITM blog if you want to check it out at kfine.com, kfin.com. Also on the blog today, there's a big concert announcement. George Strait is going back and doing a show. Now, it's not a tour. He retired from touring, but he will do big shows, right? He did the Houston Rodeo last week. He's announced Gillette Stadium right there in the shadows of basically New York and Foxborough, Massachusetts. It's going to be a really big show. George Strait and Blake Shelton and Cody Johnson and Caitlin Smith.
Very good.
So the video is funny because it starts off with Blake Shelton. Not sure why he's recording this video. And then he's told he's going on a George Strait show. And he thought Strait retired. And there's jokes about the voice. It really is a cute little teaser video. And you can check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Maren Morris has set a major country music streaming record with her new album, Girl. And I cannot, I've told you all weekend, I could not get enough of this album. But according to Billboard, Maren had the largest ever streaming week for a studio country album by a woman. And she even beat out Carrie Underwood's Cry Pretty album by over 10 million streams.
That's huge.
Yeah. So anyway, it's so good. I've been listening. If you have not heard it, it's... You need to do yourself a favor and listen to it.
I don't listen to many complete albums. This one is that good.
Yeah.
Legit. And I'll say it from the perspective of, like, I liked Maren Morris, but I wasn't a huge Maren Morris fan. Like, I would, you know, probably look for other artists. And now every night I go in, Maren Morris and play.
I know.
It's good stuff. Anyway, that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have Empire, Riverdale, Star, Whiskey Cavalier, and SEAL Team.
All of that on TV tonight. Hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget, if you missed any of today's show, the K-Fun Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc., you can check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. It's available free wherever you get your podcasts.